I felt like I just wanted to go back and re-study some things and look at those things and see if they don't broaden. Because I have the understanding, or we have the understanding, that the birthing order is just a beginning of what names mean and what's going to happen in lives. So we take the birthing order, and then over in the 49th chapter of Genesis, Jacob gives us the destiny order on how they're going to travel, so to speak. And then in Numbers 2, we actually have God showing the children of Israel how to camp and march. And it was a military order. You need to hear that. He didn't ask them if they wanted to. He said, this is what you're going to do. And the last time I checked with military people, they didn't ask you if you like something. They just tell you what it's going to be like. And everybody's going to march the same, breathe the same, and all that stuff. So it's good.
I missed the second one, the birthing order. The second one was travel order?
Well, it can be, but usually in the meaning of their names is what I'm getting to, because I'm going to do a different kind of study, so I think I can connect it better for other people. We kind of got it here. We know that. But for others, and it will broaden the view. For instance, it starts with the birthing order, and what their name means is pretty concise. But then when you get through Genesis to the 49th chapter, where Jacob is prophesying to them, and it's actually all mankind. The prophecies for all mankind. Those tribes cover the world. We know this. And the United States. So that is another order that adds to their the understanding of their name and how they're going to be connected with the stars, but I don't want to get that far yet. And then the next order that is vital is everybody should understand the tabernacle and camping order. If you do not, you cannot understand the rest. It's impossible, because that is the foundation that God built it upon. He said, this is Israel, this is my people. So, and this is what they're going to do. And I believe they were very unique. He took them out of all kinds of cultures and made them a people, because he set a divine order for them to follow. Wonderful. Order's wonderful.
Was the camping order then the military or the destiny?
It was military.
The camping.
All of the orders were military, far as I'm concerned, but that was the most. Okay. It's in Numbers 2. He tells them when to march and when to stop. So to me, the camping order is the order we're living in today. This is how we travel, because we're still on a journey. If you're not on a journey, then you're dead. So we are traveling here. So to me, that's the most vital order for us to understand. Because we won't do it today, but soon when I teach a bigger crowd, we are going to sit in the order that we're in, the camping order, not the birthing order, and face each other. And that tells you what you're facing every day. Let's see. Sue's is Reuben. And so she's on the south side of the camp and the leader of the camp, Francis, too. Where you two, we got three Aquarius here. Oh, my God. We're bombarded by the Aquarians. But anyway, you are constantly facing the camp of Dan, which is judgments. And, for instance, well, now, in Sue's life, her husband is a Libra. So he's a Levite, so he sandwiches, he protects her. The Levite camps in the middle of the camp. It's like you have a slice of bread over here and a slice of bread at Dan and a the slice of bread at Reuben, and in between is the meat, the thing the people chew on. So God made the Levites the priest. So they caught the hell of it. Whatever the issues were in facing each camp. Because they didn't all flow good. I mean, they all came under 12 different banners. So there were issues in the camp. However, Reuben was the leader of the southern camp on the side of the desires. He led man in desires. And that's no mystery to me. Look at his life. That's the other thing. You can't just look at the birthing order, prophetic order, and even the traveling order without looking at their history. That tells what they're like. I mean, why did God place Reuben as the leader of desire in man? Why do you reckon? He knew he was going to fall, which he promptly did, because he thought he was right. But it's okay, you know. Things got changed into the order that God wanted us to travel in. The beautiful thing about this being the traveling order being set to me is it never changes from Judah leading the whole thing. This is big. Send Judah first. That never changed in the destiny order. In any order after that, Judah was first. He said, send Judah first and you will have the victory. Because Judah bespeaks that love in us. Okay. My big thing right now, there's a lot of confusion with those that believe in spirit, soul, and body. Well, no brainer, don't we all? Come on. We know this. All right, the scripture clearly states it over there in Thessalonians, and I'm not going to look it up, that we are spirit, soul, and body, and it uses the Greek words to tell us. However, just a little study shows you the material world, the thing you're looking at, me, us, mankind, is four party. It's a no-brainer. Has to be. The church world teaches it mind, will, and emotions. I hardly ever hear one teaching this. So I know they're not balanced. We're full of desires. It starts early when we're little bitty things. Some babies won't drink this milk, won't drink that milk. You know, like I have a daughter that hates peas. She's hated peas since she was born. She don't want them on the table. You know, that's okay.
And it's a four pillar that hold up the...
Absolutely.
The holy place and the least of all.
This is so everywhere, this four.
In everything.
Four rivers out of Eden. Come on. Four mothers. I don't know. There's so many fours. The four pillars. And four is always a material thing. It's not a myth. You can put your hand on this thing. That's material. That's material. I know they say it's made out of all these things and it floats around. But to us, it's material. And I made all these things and I float around sometimes. Do, but we can see it. It's something you can see. So we need to have that understanding. Let's see if I can find my other one.
If you notice in the signs, too, there's always four on something. Like look at Gemini up there.
Everything is fours in the scripture. If you just took your concordance and studied the four different things you run into, it'd be quite a study. It'd be beautiful how it matches.
Well, I'm sorry, but I had meant to say earlier, you know, when I had talked about the four pillars and you just mentioned the mind, will, mind, desires, wills, and emotion, it's a change in thinking that takes us from the holy place into the holiest of all.
Absolutely.
We can't get through. That is what changes our flesh.
Absolutely.
You know, the consciousness of God only to get us through there.
Yes. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Because as he's moving out, we're moving in, a marriage takes place. And we're going to see this in the sons. I probably need to do this on the internet because it's going to be a graduated thing. Because to me, the birthing order is just the beginning. And then we add to that with their history, to their personality. And then we add to it the destiny order. And then we see how they march. But how do you live every day? How do we live every day? How do we put our feet in the earth? Are we doing that? I think so, but anyway. I meant to bring my amplified. Is there one down here? I took one upstairs. It's probably on my guest bed upstairs. I was studying. I had books laying all over the bed studying one day. Yeah, that's what I want. Because I like it better. It would be good if you would open a Bible and read it, because you might see something that I hadn't seen for sure. And it just keeps broadening. It gets so big, I think. You know, you say you're going to teach on the 12 tribes. Well, just teaching on one tribe sometimes gets huge. The more you chew it, you know. So I'm going to try to keep this concise because this is the birthing order. And let's see what my four ladies are. Thing we need to remember in the teaching of the birthing order is there were four mothers. So four different mothers give children all kinds of personalities. They're going to raise them a little different. Although Leah and Rachel had priority over the children, they actually called Bilhah and Zilpah's children their own because they were the main wives. But got to say this, the two concubines did sleep with their husband to get children. They weren't handed by proxy. So we need to just be realistic about that. So they were given a place. They were not slaves. Concubines had a place, but it was under those two ladies. So, let's go. I'm going to do the Amplified because I liked it. It was better for me. In Genesis 29. Okay. And when the Lord saw that Leah was despised, the word despised, that is a wrong word, and hated. It means loved less. She wasn't in first place. That's all it means. But she was aware of this. And it affected her all of her married life. I don't think she ever got over it. But the Lord sees this. So he made her able to bear children. But Rachel was barren. Okay, verse 32. Leah becomes pregnant. Let's look at her name. Her name, Leah, means weary, weak, grieved, and to be disgusted. Folks, we have to look in ourselves and see that. That quality of that lives within us that wants to mother some things. She was always in a put-down state. She didn't ever grow out of that. That was the position she took. They say, according to tradition and the things I've studied, that she was actually like a princess and very beautiful, but she couldn't see her own beauty. Boy, can I recognize with that about that in me, not so much outwardly, but certain things that I can't struggle with. I've got Naphtali in my life, and it's not his fault. It's my fault. Anyway, she was one of those women that was a head turner, but she couldn't see it. So, scripture says she became pregnant and bore a son, and she named him Reuben. The Kabbalah for this, what his name means, is "Behold the son in you." Wow. That first encounter, your first time you ever have a repentance thing, that is so dynamic. I'll never forget, I don't know if I could name the minute, that happened to that when that was revealed to me. It was like God took me and turned me all the way around almost. And I was awed by it. You really mean this, God? I saw the Son. I saw the Son living in me. That's beautiful. Beautiful. That's just the first step, though. And she says, "Because the Lord has seen my humiliation and affliction, now my husband will love me." She starts off with that stuff. It don't change. Leah became pregnant again. And she bears a son and said, "Because the Lord heard me that I'm despised, he's given me a son also, this son also." So she named him Simeon, which means God hears. So God takes the seeing and the hearing and marries it, and you become a kinetic learner. It's important to put those things together. Personally, I'm a kinetic learner. You can tell it me all day, but I need a picture. Draw me a Birmingham. Anybody know Tracy Lawrence? He says, "Draw me a Birmingham. Draw me a picture." I love pictures. So we are equipped now because we can see, and the seeing and the hearing marries, as long as it's not dualistic hearing, and it usually is at first. You'll hear with the ear of the law and begin to hear little whispers from spirit as a person and wonder, "Hey, is this spirit?" Because it's new. You've been hearing with a intellectual ear, but not that ear that really gets you there. The intellect, all it does is foretell poop. I mean, it just foretells, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Good God, it wouldn't be so bad. We don't just prophesy for bad for ourselves, but everything around us. And I'm going, please, spoken words are very powerful. Very powerful. Anyway. Okay, she became pregnant again and bore a son and said, "Now this time, my husband will be a companion to me." Well, Lordy mercy, they've been in bed together and everything else. He's not a companion. I'm going, that don't make sense. Like Speed said, just taking me back stuff. I said, that is stupid. "I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore, she named him Levi," which means partnership, marriage, companionship. So the Father has 3 beautiful inner steps here. He makes us see the Son, opens that up to us, brings us to a place where we can see the Son within ourselves. If we're just seeing a man 2,000 years ago, we are in trouble, folks. That Son lives and breathes in us. Mm-hmm. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many dwelling places, that where I am, you may be also. Where was I am standing? In your heart back then. Good grief. It's a no-brainer. He needed a body. So to look back on that, just take the image and let it become substance, I guess. Anyway, the seeing, the hearing have now married because of the Levite. The Levite, being the priesthood tribe, always means to join. They're the ones that were always in the middle, getting the hell chewed out of them, going through whatever. This one's upset over here, and this one's upset over here, and you got to hear both sides, and you're going, oh God, how do I make peace out of this mess? And I know that happens to all of us in our daily lives, with our children or our circumstances, that we have to be the one that hears both sides and brings a balance. Libras, if they are graduated or high Libra, they will bring a balance. Okay. Again, she conceived and bore a son, and she said, now I will praise the Lord. So she called his name Judah, which means praise. And then she ceased bearing. There's something I wanted to read about Judah, if I can find it. Okay. When you get into the word praise, you better go a whole lot further. Because in the Strong's, it is huge. It means, actually, he shall be praised. It means the open hand. Judah means, Father, I give it all to you in the power of love. It's much more than an uplifted hand in praise, but an uplifted heart even. Though I'm not against that. Praise, kick your feet, I don't care. All the beautiful things.
For everything.
The only thing is, the first three things were really inner things. But this Judah, the number four son, is like a manifestation because it's a movement of the body. Something you actually do because of the seeing, because of the hearing, and because of the marriage of the two, it brings emotion. It emotes. It actually is something opening the hand, lifting the hand. That brings movement. Can you see that? Okay, we get down to chapter 30, verse 4. Well, okay, I'm not going to read 3 because in Amplified it is really graphic. But it says, and she, speaking of Leah, Bilhah was her maid, secondary wife, it calls it here. That might be a good term. I have to look at that a little better. I don't think they were quite that big on the totem pole, but they got attention anyway. And Jacob had relationships with her. Bilhah became pregnant and bore Jacob a son. Okay, let's look at Bilhah's name, this second dairy wife. Or do I even have it up mm-hmm. there? Well, I have the name there. I don't have what it means for some reason. Her name means to be terrified, fear, and trembling. Now, none of us know that, do we? I know that mother. I know that mother well. Fear, trembling, and terrified. She was beautiful, too. But that's what her name means. And she becomes pregnant. Wait a minute. Bilhah is Rachel's handmaid. I said it was Leah. That's wrong. Bilhah was Rachel's handmaid. And Rachel said, God judged me and vindicated me and has heard my plea and given me a son. So she named him Dan, which means to judge. So So every one of us start out on that next realm of the fifth son with judgment in our hearts. Over in Peter, he tells us, Paul says, no, that's got to be Peter. It's written, I guess it's Peter. It is Peter. Says, now the time has come that judgment must begin in the household of God, whose house you are. So all of us have to deal with a judgmental spirit. We just do. I could ask all of us the same question, and every one of us would have a different judgment or perspective most of the time. Okay? So God's saying, judge yourself. Take that judgment. When that judgment's finished, you won't have to worry about it anymore. You know, some judgments, I just don't take them up because they're not my responsibility. I don't need to. If I've given that to God, why do I need to judge it? Discernment and judgment and intuition are three different things. Folks, discernment is spiritual intuition. Intuition, period, is not spiritual as a root, because it will pick the worst, it'll pick the white out of the poop and talk about it. Not the good thing. That is natural intuition that can always find the bad critique thing. That's not discernment. You can have discernment, not have any judgment about it, and cover that thing. That's spiritual discernment. It's the difference. Okay. So judgment. God judged and vindicated me. Okay. We'll just let that go. Unless there was something else I was going to say. Okay. So to me, judgments are very personal things, but they can take on a widespread thing too with people. Homes, families, and such. Okay. And then she gets to the next son, and Rachel says, and Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again. She has her second son. She bare Jacob a second son, and Rachel said, with mighty wrestlings in prayer to God, I've struggled with my sister. Oh, don't you know she was jealous? She was the most favored. But there's a little song that I know helped her. Sing, O barren, sing, thou that didst not bear, for you shall have a song for all men everywhere. But she's getting tired of waiting on it. You ever been that way? Come on here. Come on here. I mean, after all, I'm supporting you. Come on here. Is this ever going to show up, you know? Anyway, she says, with mighty wrestlings I have struggled with my sister, and I've prevailed. So she named this second son that Bilhah bore Naphtali. Believing life has to be a struggle. And he sits over there on the northern side. Naphtali does. Well, I'll show you where he sits in the birthing order, no, the traveling order. Naphtali sits right here on this corner. He's so beautifully flanked by Cancer, though, or Issachar. And that's the softest sign. This is the most reserved, and believing life's a struggle sign, and the most unemotional sign of all the signs in the zodiac. But yet God puts him right on the corner with the most emotional and the softest. So we go, God's smart, knowing they're going to have some fellowship somewhere, and it's going to come together. Also, Naphtali is on the side of the intellect. Great thoughts.
So would you say that the different signs are different, facing each other and being flanked, whatever, it all has to do with balancing each other?
Absolutely, I do. I believe that.
Yeah. But it's not just your birth sign, Speed. Every sign you have in you.
That's true.
Every sign is in you.
That's right.
So every one of those signs hold a word. Yes. Like Reuben is see the sun, that's to see within you.
Yes, it is.
And then this steps forward. I'm getting more clear when she was, my mind's going
popping right now.
I'm catching more this go around the way you're explaining it.
Okay.
It makes more sense.
It is all in us, but we were all birthed in a certain sun sign with certain tendencies that we're not cookie cutter things, though. Because I don't know any two charts that were born at the same time, same houses. They're always different. None, not one have I ever done that was identical, ever. Because God makes us individuals. That's what He wanted. A world of men and women that could choose and show the different manifestations of Him. He wanted the Holy Ghost to be in us. You could call yourself, "Hello, Holy Ghost," if you want to, but now you need to keep it holy. I got to work on that a little bit sometime. Anyway, I think it's good to study the camping order in your own family. What are you looking at? I mean, Francis is over here, the Aquarius air sign, and I'll tell you what she's looking at. She's looking down here at a bull. I ain't no lie. And over here at Naphtali, her daughter Tressa she's a definite Capricorn. Holds that self-regal, just like a dignified. And then she's got a Virgo that'll flip you off. Every one of them are earth signs. She don't have an air sign to help her nowhere. Or a fire sign, except for me as a friend and Karen. We're fire signs in her everyday life. Well, her mother. But she's quit being fiery, so... Well, you don't get in the middle of a fight, you're too wise. So that's what she looks at every day. It's a completely different thing, an earth sign and an air sign, and you're trying to make it work. Lord have mercy. And then these two air signs with four fire children, and you're going, "God, what were you doing? I mean, what did you mean by these four fiery kids we've got?" You know, it's interesting. And mine, we have kids in all four of the cardinal signs, every direction. So wherever we sit, I mean, Johnny and I are cattywampus on the court. But then right beside him, he's got Morgan. And that's more ways than one. And then right beside Morgan is Terry. These are two emotional signs. And then we have Penny over there in Aquarius. And Rachel right next to me, we're both Aries. And Bruce is our only Libra. So, that's what you face every day. So we need to look at that. I try to remember that he is a Capricorn. And I'm not going to change him. Lynn Connie is a Capricorn. He's going, "Oh God, see, he's a Pisces." That's as far away from each other as you could possibly ever get. As far as understanding goes. Because the Capricorn wants it right there in that foot. Put it in the foot. Show me. Well, the Aquarius is, it's up here and I like it and I don't have to put it in my foot. And you tend to your own business. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that. I meant to teach on this. Okay. Naphtali to me, when it says with great wrestlings, I have wrestled with my blood kin, because she called her sister. To me, that goes back to that genetic cellular thing that we all have to bring an end to. In my prayers, I hear myself saying over and over, stop that cellular lineage that is so negative for us. In my life, in his life, stop that influence. Bring it to an end. We don't need it anymore. It's holding people. It's holding us and it's holding others. It's not freeing them to be who they are, because we must deal with our own familiar spirits, which is witchcraft. And the highest level. Anyway, his name means wrestlings, to twine, to struggle, to be torturous. However, they will get to the end of the puzzle. They just keep walking. That's one thing a Capricorn will do. He will finish his journey. And if you're heaven bound, when he gets done, you'll be earthbound. Most of the time. Well, I mean it. Good to bring in we have to have a balance. Everything can't be up here woohoo. That is there anybody that would question John being in our midst? He knows what's up here, but he wants it in down here so we can hear it. And we're trying. So we need it all. If it doesn't get into our earth, we're in trouble. Because that's what it's all about. So we need all of this. We need the fire. We need the vision that then can see the vision and see it afar off. And we need the fire. We need the water. The scripture says, deep calleth unto deep. And you can watch cancers. Issachar is his name. You can watch them, every one of them. You'll see them scurrying around up there on the beach. Because they're crabs. And something shiny, they grab it in that strong paw and go to the bottom of the ocean and never bring it back up. Because they're going to protect it. That is the house of home and family. Issachar. You know why? Because of the blooming mandrakes. And Rachel bought an aphrodisiac from Reuben. I'm teaching ahead of myself right now. To give to her husband, because she wanted to make sure he could perform what she needed. So she gave him an aphrodisiac. Satan apple. It was the modern day Viagra, yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell this. I tell it every time I hear that. Gary Coleman was a country music MC. And he said, do you know what you get if you mix Rogaine and Viagra? He said, your hair will stand on end. It just killed me. That's funny. Funny. Well, you may have to tweak it. I don't know.
I just figured out what kind of I've got problems with my wife and children on my life. They're all on the left-hand side of the page.
Yeah.
And I'm on the right by myself.
Oh, yeah, you don't have anybody on your side. And...
No, I don't.
All my children are Leah's. Every one of them. My natural children.
Connie and Rachel are under
Zilpah.
Leah.
No.
Well, Zilpah was her
handmaiden. Was her handmaiden, but...
What dog?
When I get to that. will see the difference.
You're missing her.
I'm not. I got you. You feel alone.
No, I don't. It answers a lot of questions. I don't feel alone.
I'm just thinking the crab speaks. I'm going to leave it alone.
I can handle it. It's just, I've always wondered, Max, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never thought about it.
Well, there really can be a face-off between any of you. The camps usually do flow together in a graduated order, you know, like one is immutable, one is fixed, and one is cardinal. You were born on a cardinal cross, though, so that's your saving grace right there. No, honey, I don't mean to make it sound that way at all. We need it all. Okay. Leah saw that she had ceased to bear and gave Zilpah, her maid, to Jacob as a secondary wife. And they say this woman was just, well, her name means happy to trickle as myrrh, but a fragrant dropping. It means bubbly. She was just happy. So let's listen to what she bears. Then Leah said, "Victory and good fortune have come," and she named this son Gad. Gad means a military order cometh, a troop cometh, and they're overcoming everything in front of them. And that's the sign that the most people who enlist in the military are Aries. Because I am, it's first house. I will. I can't, they're pioneers. You scared to go, they'll go. I don't do that anymore. You do learn a little sense when you grow up. But off into the wild blue yonder. Okay. And Leah said, "I am happy, for the women will call me blessed." She's bearing the second son, which is Asher. And his name means happiness, fortunate, to be envied. So she named Asher happy. And that's Sagittarius. Oh, his name comes, I mean, some of these go back to a root that goes back to a root, so if you don't have a Strong's and don't study it, you're going to be in the blue, because you need to follow those roots back to the, see what it really comes from. Asher means to be level, straight. Actually, it means righteousness.
I just noticed, I'm not trying to interrupt, but you've had this chart a long time, and I never noticed it, but you've got Scorpio and Asher the same dates.
Yeah, I know it.
So why?
I never did fix it. Somebody else told me that. I don't know what I did when I was doing it. My head was in other places, I'm sure, but yes, it's wrong, honey. It needs to be corrected.
Which one's which?
Scorpio is October 21st to November 21st. And what's the other one I've got wrong? I don't see it.
Asher. You got it same.
It's not. It's November 21st to December 21st. And December 21st starts Capricorn.
Yeah.
But I got it wrong.
Okay.
Okay, it's wet noodle time. Get out your wet noodle and start whacking on me.
And besides those dates and the months, you know, I don't know if those are actual.
Cannot really pinpoint them. Because people, right. If you're born on that cusp.
Pennywise, because she could be.
You can be kind of two ways. I was born late in Aries, so I'm not a true Aries. I'm the coldest Aries there is. in Aries is not cold, it's fiery, but I'm the coldest because I lean toward Taurus. But anyway, that's not here or there. I want to get through these. Okay. Rachel says to Leah, give me, I pray you, some of your son's mandrakes. But Leah answered, is it not enough that you've stolen my husband without your taking away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, I will let Jacob, listen to this, this would make me so spitting mad. I will let Jacob sleep with you tonight in exchange for your son's mandrakes. That's just foreign to me, but anyway. Jacob comes out of the field and Leah runs to meet him and says, you get to sleep with me tonight. God, what's wrong with this picture? Because she's hired her. She paid her for those mandrakes. Because she's going to use them on him too. That's what she's going to do with them. God heeded Leah's prayer and she conceived Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, God has given me my hire, thus we have Issachar, because I've given my maid to my husband, and she called his name Issachar, which means hired, but it's much more than that. Oh, that got into some study. It means, actually, his reward is with him. He's a lifter. He believes in lifting and the payment or making a contract. And I couldn't really get my whole head around it. But his name means a whole lot more than what I've got down here, just to be hired. Because his prophecy says his reward is with him. So that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Okay.
Did Jacob actually go into Leah or did he go into Zilpah?
He went to Leah to have that son.
Okay.
It tells that she had six sons. It'll tell over here in the scripture that she had six. And the two concubines had two each. And it showed, the two concubines really show two sides of our nature. The one being scared to death and upset all the time and self-pitying and blah, blah. And then Zilpah bespeaks that part of us that's optimistic and can see a better thing because it was she was happy, bubbly. And the sons she produced were sort of got here with winning personalities because one was going to lead troops. And Asher means happy, prosperous. You can't find nothing wrong with his name. No matter how you search it, because I had a lot of roots to go to with that primitive root in the scripture.
I see what whoever asked that question, because if Issachar was number nine, then he was messing around with Zilpah there a couple of times, because she had two children before Issachar was born. So the mandrakes worked, but it didn't work immediately.
Obviously. It just talks about them that one time being used in his case. But I think Rachel, of course, wanted those things because she blamed her husband because she couldn't get pregnant. And he really got her. He said, it's not up to me. If you don't get pregnant, then you don't get pregnant. So she was trying everything. Maybe she was taking the mandrakes, I don't know what she was doing, but it doesn't say that. Okay. Then Leah said, God has endowed me with a good marriage gift, for my husband now will he dwell with me and regard me as a wife in reality, because I have borne him six sons. So she named him Zebulon, which means dwelling. Okay, that is the house of the Virgin, the sign of Virgo. Zebulon and Virgo are the very same thing. And then Diana, Then she, Leah bears a daughter, Diana, and I don't want to teach on that because that's way off of what we ought not to do. But then up here in the 23rd verse of that same chapter, all these kids are born right together in the 29th and 30th chapter of Genesis, according to man's writing. Know how far apart and all that, I don't know. We don't have a time frame on it, but it says, "And now for the first time," speaking of Rachel, "she became pregnant and bore a son, and she said, 'God has taken away my reproach, disgrace, and humiliation.' So she called his name Joseph, because it means God will add another son." That is so beautiful in light of the race this year. I'll have another. I just thought that was precious. Okay. Now you leave that part of your scripture and go over to the 34th chapter, I think it is. It is. The 35th chapter.
So Diana's not counted. She's a child, but she's not counted as a son.
Well,
there's
really a lot in there about her. And when Jacob prophesies over Simeon and Levi, he said, "You made me stink in the land because," do you remember the story?
Yeah.
Hamar fell in love with her out of the town of Shechem. And Jacob made a bargain with them if they would all be circumcised that they could marry. And remember, the scriptures teaches us we must welcome the stranger. Natural Israel never welcomes a stranger. Do you hear me? Do you know, if you know any Jews, you are not accepted. You can go know that right off. And not unless they've been converted. You ain't in their clan. That's just the way it is. So that hasn't changed. But we're supposed to welcome the stranger. Supposed to. And allow them to come to us, you know. How did we all get together? I mean, we were strangers. Anyway, they journeyed from Bethel and had a little way to go to Bethlehem when Rachel suffered the pains of childbirth and had hard labor. When she was in hard labor, the midwife said to her, "Do not be afraid. You're going to have this son also." That's exactly like the Holy Spirit speaking to us in the midst of our fear, promising us it's going to happen. Have you ever had that happen? Oh, I have. When I just knew something was not going to happen, it happened. Anyway, so, "And as her soul was departing, for she did die, she called his name Benoi, son of my sorrow." So when our soul is passing, that's what we all do. This is going to be son of my sorrow. You just mark it down and watch it happen. It's going to come to pass. But his father said, "We're going to call him Benjamin. It's the son of my right hand that gets me the victory." Isn't that beautiful? That is so beautiful to me. And Benjamin did a lot of things. And those of you that are studying Jasher are probably really getting a better view of him that's been hidden.
I think it's interesting that his name was changed.
In the midst of her passing, yeah. The father, which he speaks of spirit, overrode her because he saw the future. I think that's what I have on the birthing order. But we're going to make when we get into the prophetic order, you're going to have some scripture under your belt, because I don't want to read all that stuff they did or didn't do. Although the part about Joseph is good. when I began to study the scripture, for some reason, I just started reading the scripture, you know. But when I got to Jacob and Joseph, it was like shoe fly pie. Apple pound dowdy, buddy, it lit up. It was, I couldn't get enough. I'd flip that Bible and hold that baby and cook that food and flour. I'll never forget it. I bet that baby of mine thought I was nuts, but oh, it was so interesting to me. It says, so Jacob dwelt in the land in which his father had been a stranger and a sojourner in the land of Canaan. And it goes on with the history. Let me get to the place. Okay. Joseph begins to talk. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a distinctive long tunic with sleeves. The original says a coat of many colors, meaning that we can minister under any level of anointing, any color of the rainbow. We don't have to have the same color all the time. My grandmother made me one of those coats when I was a little girl. She said, I'm going to make you a Jacob's coat. Of course, I had our Joseph's coat. I didn't know what that really was. She told me the story, but it didn't take root in me till many years later, what it meant. But when the brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than all the brothers, they hated him and could not say anything peaceable or friendly, a friendly greeting to him, or speak peaceably to him. So God gives Joseph a dream. And in the dream, he told the dream to his brothers, and they hated him more. God didn't give you no dream. I've had people say that to me, and I'm going, I believe he didn't give you a dream, but he gave me a dream. Anyway, we brothers, he said to them, listen, he made them listen to hear the dream. I pray you this dream that I've dreamed. We brothers were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and my sheaf and bowed down. Okay, that's going to put the male ego on alert.
Well, it even did his father too, Percy.
Yeah, it did. His brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Are you going to have us as your subjects and dominate us? And they hated him all the more for his dreams, for what he said. And Joseph dreamed another dream. Just keep him coming, Lord. And told his brothers also, I mean, he's not smart enough to hush because they're already mad at him, you know. He said, see here, I have dreamed again, and behold, this time not only 11 stars, but also the sun and the moon bowed down and did reverence me. And he told it to his father as well as his brethren. But his father rebuked him and said to him, what is the meaning of it, this dream you've dreamed? Shall I and your mother and brothers actually come to bow down ourselves to the earth and do homage to you? So Joseph's brothers envied him and were jealous of him. But his father observed the sayings and pondered it over. Okay, and this gets in now to telling about what Reuben did. The book of Reuben says, and he's the firstborn son. Remember, in the birthing order, he was firstborn to see. Of course, it has to be that way. The seeing, we have to see. I guess that's the first thing that babies do, but they probably hear better than they see. Because I know they hear loud noises.
I gotta go.
All right, honey. Sorry, you're over there by yourself. Anyway, the father trusts him enough to send him out to check on the brethren. And what he finds isn't good, because he found out that his oldest brother, Reuben, had been sleeping with Bilhah. Against her will, by the way, the Book of Eden says that she had something to drink. She was in her tent, and I guess it had a bath. It's much like David did Bathsheba. And he just went in and took her, and she really didn't know she had been had, according to the Book of Eden. So what I think happened with him is she was this fear and trembling person. You know, you meet people like that in areas of ourselves. But he thought that his father was not protecting her well enough. So in his, just watch this. In this care for someone, I've seen it over and over with men and women, they get into one another, working together or whatever, and the next thing you know, it's below the belt. So that's what really how Reuben got caught. If he had kept it up here and backed off, but he didn't keep it up here, he kept looking at the problem until he was attracted. And of course, it'll get in your loins. You know that. Or at our age, I hope not. But but younger folks, I mean, I think they get trapped a lot of times because they're wanting to protect or hold. Or I mean, I know what the woman wants, and I know what the man wants too. It's a little different thing, but
that isn't just a sexual connotation. That is in just life.
Well, yeah, it was deceived by his desire. Yeah, he was just, you know, I mean, no big weeny-weeny things happen, but it just shows you what can happen in this 2,000 years as Reuben rules the heavens. There will be places where mankind in technology and every realm can be deceived, so we must keep it in spirit. Now, I don't know how the fathers going to do that, because they're cloning and doing all kinds of stupid things out there. And Obama's the leader, I think.
Wow.
Today. Anyway, I think I've said enough. And that's what I feel to share this week. I wanted to lay that birth foundation again, because we will get into the prophetic foundation. And I'm going to just put those together in my teaching. Because I found out a lot of people don't know Scripture. They don't read it. Oh, please read it. Just read it a little bit. Study. I mean, get a passage and study it. It is to go to the concordance and find the meanings, or get on the internet and look at the ancient scripts and things. It is, ooh, enlightening. Mm-hmm. It's at our fingertips. Easy, you know. God makes it life. This has become life to us. You know, showing us where we are on the earth, what we're facing. I wouldn't trade places with nobody. So anyway, and then we're going to get into the camping order again. Because I think we need to cover. That is the number one order as far as I'm concerned. To me, this is just foundational. But in learning about who we are, the camping order is vital. Vital. That we understand the ox, the lion, the eagle, and the man-faced. But it's all man. I heard somebody teaching recently saying that Jesus coming back from the stars, and I'm going, how in the world you come up with that?
What they said?
That Jesus is held somewhere in a realm and coming back from some star. I do not believe that. I believe Jesus lives in me and you. He has come back in us. We are the manifestation. My goodness, why stand you there gazing, you Pharisees? Great day in the morning. And we have some really learned people that we know that actually believe they've been abducted over and over and are going to be abducted again. Is that how we're going? Give me a break. Don't send me no little green men, because I don't believe in them. Now, it takes that angel that comes by my bed. I can feel him and see him. So
you don't think they have actually had that experience?
I don't know if they've had that experience, but I haven't.
I mean, I'm just trying to... I think that everything that we know of exists in some form.
Well, it may, but I don't think it's for this order.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
Why do we need that? God sends us to the earth to be what we are, not to be abducted.
No, I'm not saying that, Mom.
You know, well, I'm not saying it can't happen. I just don't feel like that's where we ought to put our feet. I'm not going to put my feet there. It's all I can do to keep my feet here, learn this, and walk. I'm not worried about it. Could be somewhere else. Well, I'll give you, for instance, this John Lewis. He, in the last 2 years, he's prophesied that aliens would appear, all men would see them, the government would talk about them, man would be scared to death. Well, if that's happened, I ain't heard of none of it appearing to me. Like, he prophesied it, okay? When you prophesy it, you better put your money where your mouth is. And none of that's happened. He's a wonderful man, does wonderful teachings. But on that, I don't know where he got his leg in the poop. But he did, because it's in the wrong place. I don't think anything in Scripture teaches us escapism. I think we go through the fire. You don't think what you want to. That's just my thoughts. Well, her experience were people of other realms. They weren't coming to hurt her. She had power over them. She didn't call them aliens either. Carolyn didn't.
I thought the description of them was the typical description. Maybe I misunderstood that part.
She said they were gray or something.
Yeah,
the grays. Yeah. I've seen the grays in a dream, but they didn't take me anywhere.
Yeah, well,
Just went way above them, whatever that is.
But I think what you're trying to say is alien, that's not the answer. Just like the rapture is not the answer. You know, the ending of the world. And, you know, all this spout, all this junk that we've been taught. And but what I was trying to say is people's experience to them is real.
Well,
whether we think, or I haven't had their experience, so I might think, well, that's boring and that's crazy.
Well, they can
have
it.
A lot of people that have had that experience. So, I don't know. I question it too, Mom. I mean, why did it happen?
I'm not interested enough to get involved in that.
Right.
You know, but some are insistent that they've had been abducted, taken on spaceships, and had all kinds of things happen.
Yeah.
I'm just not interested. Huh?
I said, I've had dreams, too.
Of spaceships?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was... It was just a dream.
Well, everybody can go their way, I guess. That's just not where I'm going. I got enough to deal with right here.